Christ Church family, this is Pastor Mark coming to you from my study on March 18th, 2020. I wanted to stay in touch with all of you just by sending you a quick greeting, some encouragement, some reassurance that there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes to try to make our congregation continue to be able to be vital and growing and enthusiastic about connecting with each other and, of course, our Lord. Tim Keller's got a great phrase. Everything is temporary except for the love of God. Everything is temporary except for the love of God. Let me read from Ephesians chapter 3. Paul writes, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may be able to dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Everything is temporary except for the love of God, which, when we let that sink in, gives us great peace and confidence. This is a crazy time, isn't it? Things seem to be changing daily, mostly for the worse, mostly for the scarier. Everything's temporary except for the love of God. So as we respond to God, accept his kindness, trust his care for us, that settles us down, makes it easier for us to love our neighbor, whether our neighbor is our spouse, our kid, our parent, our next-door neighbor, or whomever. I want to reassure you that the leadership team and the security team have been looking very carefully at our situation and beginning to make recommendations for how we can best connect, build each other up, make ourselves effective in connecting with people at work, our family, whether near or far, and putting one foot in front of the other in a productive, calm, efficient way, maybe. Maybe efficiency is possible again at some point, but efficiency is just not as important as it used to be, is it? At least not right now. Connecting well is. Showing respect for each other is. Giving each other the benefit of the doubt is terribly important. We read the news, we watch a little bit on TV, we gather the best information, and we go forward with the mission. The mission stays the same. So in the coming days, we'll learn more and more what it looks like in the new normal to trust God, to build each other up, to serve where God sends us in whatever situation we find ourselves. In the meantime, make sure you pray. Pray for the first responders. Pray for those who have been serving selflessly in hospitals and clinics around the world, really. Pray for your leadership at Christ Church, that we might make wise decisions. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray especially for those who have already contracted the disease. Pray that God will bring the curve down quickly and that we will be wise and faithful in doing our part to slow the spread of the disease. There are good days ahead. These are good days now, even if they're difficult. So we hang on to God's love with confidence, we lavish that love on each other, and we'll be okay, even if not everything is okay. I'll stop by again soon with another video just to say hello, and call me anytime. Send me an email. My email address again is mypastor@gmail.com. Send me an email, give me a call here at the church or my cell. I'd love to hear from you. We'll connect. We'll get through this. Thanks for watching.